practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we once again gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And truly, I trust that you are going to worship the Lord today, along with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And that's what God wants us all to do, and I trust that you'll be among that number that will be in church today. Well, to begin the program, let's begin with a song that's simply entitled Redemption Draweth Nigh. That's so true, is it not? You know, this is the 8th day of January, 2023, and we are working our way down through a brand new year. And this could be the year that the Lord Jesus Christ will return. There are so many things going on in the world around us today that indicate to us that we are getting closer and closer to the rapture. Certainly, I believe in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that means that he could come at any time. I believe that's what the Bible teaches, and I believe that at any moment we could hear the voice of the archangel and the trump of God clanging forth, as it were, and the Lord Jesus Christ would shout, "Come up hither," and away we go into heaven. That could be today, and indeed, I'm looking forward to it. But it's a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I trust that you are planning on going to church. That's what God's will and desire is for you, particularly if you know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, and verse 25, that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and constantly do that as we see the day approaching. In other words, the closer we get to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we should go to church, the more we should be involved in the local church, and the more we should comfort and strengthen and encourage each other. Let's do it. And I would invite you to go to church today. And if you are here in central Pennsylvania and you do not have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And then every Wednesday night, we have our midweek services, and that includes the children and youth at 6:30, and then the adults gather for prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock. I would invite you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's simply fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. And truly, if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, give us a call. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. You can write to us. Our snail mail address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And you can even email us, and that address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org, fbc@fbcaltoona.org. But we do want to minister to you far beyond what we're doing on the radio and the internet right now. We truly do want to lead you to Christ if you don't know the Lord, and help you to grow in Christ if you do know the Lord. So contact us if we can help you along those lines. And certainly, if you have a prayer request, please don't hesitate to call that in, because we do pray for one another. And when people call in or write in a prayer request, we always pray for those requests as well. So don't hesitate to contact us. But our greatest desire is to see you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. This week at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona is a very significant week for us. It is our week of prayer and prayer conference. At the beginning of every year, we have this week of prayer and prayer conference where we gather together in the evenings to discuss what the Bible has to say about prayer, and then we spend time in prayer. And if you would like to join us, please do, tonight at 6 o'clock, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 o'clock as we gather together for prayer. Now, I think that many of you probably know by now that Dr. Bill Shade, who was a native of Altoona, actually, but a worldwide evangelist, Bible teacher, preacher, he was a missionary, you name it, Bill Shade did it. And about a week ago, he went home to be with the Lord. And this coming Saturday up in Corry, Pennsylvania, will be his memorial service, and I have the privilege of preaching at that memorial service. And I would encourage you to pray for Ruby Shade and all of the family. Certainly, Bill had the desire to go be with the Lord. He thought the Lord was going to take him home on Christmas Day. And when the Lord did not, he was so disappointed. But the Lord eventually did take him home. And I would encourage you to pray for the Shade family. I know that many of you know Bill. You remember his preaching and teaching. But he's with the Lord today. But pray for those who are left behind. Let us pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you for the great God that you are. We do want to pray for Ruby Shade and the rest of the family as they go through these days. We realize, Lord, that Bill is living and basking upon the sunlight of your glory in heaven, but those who are here on earth are in mourning over his departure. Please give them the strength that they need to continue. And Father, we just pray for this program today and ask that you will use it for your honor and glory in reaching souls for Christ. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now here's a song that's entitled Sinner Saved by Grace.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see the miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today, a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, he took my I've ever seen or done. How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but a sinner.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Psalm 98, and I would like to read with you verse 1. Psalm 98 and verse 1 says, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. That's Psalm 98 and verse 1. And now before I deliver a message entitled Observations About Prayer, let's listen to another great hymn entitled But for the Blood. How we can thank the Lord for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sins. And of course, Jesus Christ went to the cross and shed his blood for us, that through faith in him, we might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Well, I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that this week is the week of prayer for us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, something we do at the beginning of every new year. And so today, I would just like to share with you some observations on prayer. I think that most of us realize that prayer is very significant, and many times, even when things happen in the lives of unsaved people, they will say, well, we need to pray. It could very well be that this past Monday night, a number of you were watching the game on Monday Night Football when Damar Hamlin was injured there in that particular football game, and really he suffered a cardiac arrest. And if you recall, the stadium really became very silent, and you could see football players and others all across that great stadium praying. They were kneeling before God, and they were praying for Damar Hamlin that the Lord would raise him up. And I would encourage you to continue to pray for Damar at this period in time. But the fact of the matter is, when there was a tragedy, people went to pray. And we should pray in the time of tragedy. but we should also pray on the consistent basis, day by day, not only in the time of tragedy, but on a consistent basis as we walk with God, as we talk with God. Prayer should be a part of our life. The Bible has a lot to say about prayer. Allow me to just read a couple or three verses with you. First of all, back in the Old Testament, book of Jeremiah, chapter 33 and verse 3, we find these words, where God says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And what we see there is that God is laying out for us the gift of prayer. He is the one who has come up with the idea of prayer. We haven't come up with it. It is God in His Word who asks us, who tells us to pray. And what a promise this is here in Jeremiah 33:3, when He says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And without a doubt, I am certain that many of you right now can say, "Yes, I've called upon the Lord in prayer, and He did answer me." And you've been encouraged by prayer, haven't you? Indeed, you have. And prayer is something that we should do on a consistent basis, because it's through prayer that God shows us great and mighty things that we don't know. And that really teaches us that there are things that we will never know if we did not spend time with God in prayer. Then we go to the New Testament, to the Gospel of Matthew, where the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching on prayer, and He says this in verses 7 and 8, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." What a tremendous promise that is in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. But it's a command from the Lord Jesus Christ to ask and to seek and to knock, as it were, at the door of Almighty God, at the door of heaven. And when we do come to the Lord in prayer and ask and seek and knock, Jesus promises that we are going to receive answers, and we are going to find the will of God, and we are going to see that God will welcome us into a great time of fellowship with Him. And so prayer is something that even the Lord Jesus taught. Then, of course, in the Gospel of Luke, the Lord Jesus continued to teach about prayer. And I think that this really lays out for us quite a command, quite a challenge, where the Lord Jesus says in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, it says, "And He spake a parable unto them to this end," and here it is, "that men ought always to pray and not to faint." That's what Jesus was teaching the people in those days, that people ought to pray and not to faint. And as we look at that particular verse, number one, we see that prayer really is a moral obligation, particularly for every Christian. That's what the word "ought" means in Luke 18:1. The fact of the matter is, as born-again believers, we have a moral obligation to pray. And when we pray always, what is going to be the result? It will be strength, and we will not faint. You know, so many times in the Christian life, we faint spiritually, and we become spiritually weak. We become emotionally run down. And why is that? Well, it's simply because of the fact that we're not praying as we should. Prayer should be a part of our life. And just in these verses that I've read with you this morning, in Jeremiah 33:3, we find that God promises us that when we call upon Him, He will show us things that we don't know. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, Jesus says, when you pray, God is going to answer. God is going to give direction. And here in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, the Lord Jesus Christ, where it's recorded that the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching about prayer, and He said that we should always pray and not faint. And what we need today are strong Christians. And the way to have strength as a Christian is to talk to God in prayer. Down through the years, I've read many definitions of prayer, but the definition that I like to use is this: that prayer is the fellowship of the believer's heart with God that is conducted through praise, petition, intercession, supplication, and waiting upon the Lord. that has the goal to glorify God in all things. That's what prayer is. Let me repeat it. Prayer is the fellowship of the believer's heart with God that is conducted through praise, petition, intercession, supplication, and waiting upon the Lord that has the goal to glorify God in all things. Do you pray? Are you a prayer warrior? Somebody else has also said that prayer is an intimate dialogue with the Lord for the purposes of learning from Him, learning about Him, seeking His wisdom, seeking His provision, understanding His will, fellowshipping with Him, and worshiping Him. Prayer that is a vital part of the life of every Christian is going to bring strength in that Christian's life, a greater appreciation for who God is, and will be able, therefore, to see the greater works of God in his or her life. I trust that you are a person of prayer. The more we pray, the more we will see God work. The more we pray, the more we will be strengthened by God. The more we pray, the more we will know the will of God. So be a prayer-minded person. Pray that God will use you in the lives of others. Pray that God will be glorified. Pray that souls will be saved. Talk to God in prayer and watch how God will work in your life. I want to thank you so very much for joining me today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona saying, God bless you and keep looking up. And remember, Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, beloved, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.